Skyboat Media presents The Lower Power by Michelle W. Miller. This book was read by Bonnie Turpin. To the Harlem Circuit. You know who you are. Chapter 1. Friday, February 28th, 1992. Pellets of ice fell from the sky. Wind whipped street garbage into ugly swirls, while more newspapers, plastic, and piles of obsidian snow gathered at the curb. McDonald's wrappers and styrofoam takeout boxes topped off the mess. Victims of suspended garbage pickup and the ripping and picking of trash bags by those in search of nickel deposit returns. Luis Rivera grabbed his collar and held it tight against his neck. Sleet pelted his greasy hair. He walked a jerky, fast, double-time march through the cold, not because of bad weather, but because he had a 9 a.m. methadone pickup. If he missed cutoff time by even a minute, he'd have to add dope sickness to his long list of problems. And his chief problem, the bitch of all problems, required his complete attention. He was dead broke and had to get more crack. He hurried past the tall state office building set back behind a plaza on 125th Street, then past sellers of Valium and Darvocet off the corner of Lenox. He weaved in and out of sidewalk vendors setting up displays of African clothes, t-shirts, and incense. He passed under the elevated train tracks on Broadway and smelled the silt of the Hudson River, its waters hidden behind thick columns supporting the West Side Highway and Riverside Drive. There wasn't much happening so far west, just cars passing through to the highway, a little diner up ahead under the overpass, and the clinic. A sign on its brick wall said Reality House, and the reality was that his life sucked. Until crack, the thing he'd cared about was heroin, and not getting sick from the lack of it. Now he drank methadone to avoid dope sickness and devoted all his energy to getting money for crack. He made it through the clinic's double doors at 9 a.m. without a second to spare. He shivered in the warm cushion of the building's heat. At a plexiglass window, he downed his meth with the nurse looking on. He walked toward the exit with a pretty dark-skinned girl, Rochelle, who'd stood in line ahead of him. As soon as they reached the
sample complete. Ready to continue?